Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Wednesday, December 3rd. It's an evening here in the South Atlantic. We still have some sunshine out. And our position is 35 degrees, 21 minutes south, and 16 degrees, 02 minutes west. I've been rocketing along today. We were able last night to just skirt the high pressure system and cut the corner there a little bit. Picked up a few miles with our little mid-pack group. Everybody's still going incredibly fast, and hard to imagine that we'll be able to really pick up too much mileage just on boat speed. Through the course of the day, we went very, very fast with our reacher and the full main for a while, and reacher and a reef in the main, and then reacher and two reefs in the main as the wind picked up. There's a low pressure system coming in from the west that's squeezing up against the high, and it's creating a more pressure gradient between the two systems, and so we're going to have more wind, and it's going to increase in the next couple of days as well. So what we've done is gone down to the Solent and two reefs in the main, and going to try to head up a little bit to stay a little closer to the high where maybe a little bit less wind, sort of 25 to 30 knots of wind rather than 35 to 40 knots of wind. Maybe a little bit calmer seas as well, all being relative, of course, as we make our way towards the first ice gate, which is about 1,000 miles ahead. And last night we had a bit of a development where all of a sudden we have a hum in the keel. Generally, when the boat's going fast, a little vibrational hum, but all of a sudden there was a new noise, and high pitch, and very loud. And so went right into the keel compartment, looked around, couldn't see anything. Talked on the satellite telephone with Brian Harris, the man, and went through a couple of things. What it might be, we think it's the one of the fairings on the outside of the hull. Where this canting keel has a hinge, and it's a big, huge pin that's 80 millimeters in diameter, stainless steel pin, and then the keel is actually wrapped around that, and so it's even bigger. And then, so we have at the front and the back of this round pin area on the keel, a half cone in the front and a half cone in the back to try to make the water flow a little bit better over the whole thing. And we think that part of that has broken away. It's creating that noise, not structural. I have been in the keel compartment several times with flashlights and so forth last night, and not only looking, but feeling around with the hand around the two big stainless steel plates that hold the keel. So I think we're okay structurally there. Keel cants both directions still, so tested that out. And so we're back at it, and they just have this noise with us the rest of the way. Don't know if you can hear it in the background, but then, of course, the high speeds make it louder. Right now we're going about 15.3 knots, but up to 19. But generally average 13.5 or so in the earlier part of the day. It's one of the class spreadsheets came out, they were comparing all the positions with the speed and so forth, and we were at about, 13.5 knots or something like that, which is really fast average to keep up, but all the boats in the front are actually going much faster than that, 15, 16 knots average speed, but there are the new boats, and but it's a really high speed to keep going at it, nerve-wracking to say the least. Cut back in the sail area, and just actually had a little bit of a shower in the cockpit as well. The last couple of days, been doing a lot, and pretty sweaty, so good last one probably before we get down to the colder air and so forth. So boat's going along okay. I'm going to try to get a little sleep tonight. Not much last night with all of this going on, and I guess we were pretty concerned as well. I actually got the charts out to see if they were coming up on the a group of islands called Tristan da Cunha Group. There are three islands, and over there should try to do something like Rafael Zanelli was trying to do, go over, find an island, pull over at the lee of it that they could repair. And I thought it might be worth trying to go over the side to see what had actually happened under there. But and for those who have read a lot of maritime literature, a great sailing writer named Tristan Jones, who was born on a cargo ship as it was passing the Tristan da Cunha group here on the South Atlantic, up by where his name came from. There's a Welsh guy, fabulous writer. And anyway, there's one island that looked like it had some shelter, appropriately named Inaccessible Island, with thousand-foot cliffs on one side, and but who knows what kind of turbulence would be with 35 knots of wind blowing across the island and then dropping down those cliffs. So I think we're okay. We had to chart out to find that. Not exactly sure which side of these islands we're going to go. It'll be tomorrow morning probably, but anyway, interesting to be there. So that's it from Great American 3 today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Great American 3 off and clear.